with the Teen Advisory Board. We had a lot of graduates, so we're looking for the next
cohort level to come through.
Exactly. Yes. We're looking for the next group to really come in and make the library their own.
Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet via your browser at WFPR.FM or on the Franklin Mass radio dial. Yeah, you know that dial with the knobs or the push buttons, 102.9. Here in our glorious studio again today with Mitzi Guzzi. Mitzi, welcome. Thank you for doing this.
It's nice to be here again. We're going to talk about October.
October already!
Spooky season is here.
Pumpkins and pumpkin stuff and spices and apples and leaves.
Well, it's the first day of fall.
It is.
It's the first day of fall officially. Now, to start us off, library hours, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., no Sunday hours.
No.
And the library will be closed on Monday, October 13th. Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day.
However you call it.
Yep.
It's that's still the, that Monday. We're not. You're Monday. Not open.
Exactly. Before we dive into all the special events that we have going on in October, I would like to put a little word out that we are still looking for volunteers, both for our English as a Second Language program.
Okay, yep.
And for our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance program.
Which starts in January, February, but you need the volunteers now so you can go through the training process.
Get the certifications going. We have all the information for both of these programs on our website, along with places to contact to ask more questions, find out more info. Mm-hmm. For the VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax program specifically, you are trained on the current basic tax code. This is, you're not becoming an accountant, you're not becoming a certified tax preparer, you know. This is not that kind of deal. This is a very, like, these are the basics that you can then help people work through to make sure that they have the resources and they have the correct information going forward.
Right, to start the return. And I think you have kind of an income limitation, so it's more of a simple return, respectfully, as opposed to getting really complex because it's high income, all different kinds of forms, et cetera.
Yes, we can do small business, but again, it is within the bounds of a particular income rate. Mm-hmm. Now, we are always looking for people who are interested in learning more about how taxes work and also getting an idea on what actually is there as far as the tax code and what credits they're probably missing for their own as well. But we're looking for people to join the mailing list so that we can get out dates, get training done, get certifications, etc. We'll probably be receiving training materials within the next month or so. So get me your email so that we can get you going. ESL, all that information is also on our website, registration form, help a fellow community member improve their English or even begin their journey as they are trying to become a part of the great nation that we are.
Navigate the English language from whatever language they're approaching it with. And I think I'll put in the other piece as well to reinforce what you said on the tax piece. You get to learn something. Well, you get to learn from that other culture and the language that you're going to be paired with in regards to as well. So it's a win-win, and you get to help the community.
It's always a win-win. My personal philosophy when it comes to teaching is that the best way to learn something is to teach it.
Right, because you really have to learn the ins and the outs, and somebody will come up with a question and what about that, and it's like, oh, let me go check.
Exactly. I feel that teachers are probably the ones that learn the most. All right, with that out of the way, let's get into some fun for our special events coming in October.
Beginning October 1, which is not that far away.
Not that far away at all. And we are literally starting on October 1st at 3:30 p.m. We have the health fair happening at the library.
That's an annual event with the health department coordination and, 20 to 30 vendors. It varies somewhat, but yep. So a lot of things happening.
We'll have local vendors, health services, face painting, kid activities, health screenings, raffles, giveaways, refreshments. It's always a grand old mm-hmm. time. It's a great opportunity to get an idea of what's out there in the community, what is available.
Right.
Then the next day, on the Thursday, October 2nd at 2 o'clock p.m., we have a drum circle. So this will be a hand drumming workshop. It's open for all ages. It's a live event to explore different drumming styles from across the globe. There will be drums there that people can play. This isn't just a workshop where, there's the guy in front of you and he does the thing.
Right.
This is participatory,
participation required.
Exactly. So we're hoping for a great crowd for this one. I think it'll be a ton of fun,
mm-hmm.
especially for younger kiddos, but it is for all ages.
All ages.
Then we have on October 4th. Now, this Saturday, October 4th, is loaded. We have at 1 o'clock p.m., we have our painting for adults on that Saturday. Then at 2 p.m., we have a new spooky speaker coming to the library.
Spooky speaker. Yep. Talk about alliterations in an English language. Spooky speaker.
Yep. In the form of Mysterious Massachusetts. This will be performed by Geek Gal, a.k.a. Sarah Hodge Weatherby. So, in every state, there are ghost stories. But no other state has the Dover Demon. Or the Salem Witch Trials. So from seaside ghosts to UFOs over the Berkshires, we have a rich paranormal history in Massachusetts of odd events and strange denizens. This workshop is going to look at some of the most famous bits of that paranormal history. So if you have an interest in things that go bump, I think you'll have a fun time.
What was that sound? What does that look like? Come and check it out.
Now, during that event, starting at 2:30, we also have our chess club meeting that Saturday as well. So, like I said, it's a full afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And
something for everyone.
Yes, something for everyone. I would say that while Painting for Adults is for grown-ups, Mysterious Massachusetts, all ages. Chess Club is also all ages and all skill levels.
True. Yeah, because we've seen some young whippersnappers. And I'm sure there's probably a better chess term for somebody who's really bright and strategic in those moves than whippersnappers, but that's what it is for the moment.
Then moving on to Monday, October 6th at 4 o'clock p.m., some people might remember our Doggy Tales program, where we're having a special event for meeting the pups. So kiddos who are working on their reading skills will be able to sign up for time slots to practice reading to a therapy dog. Now, the Meet the Pups program and get to know their friendly faces, and these are trained therapy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
There is no registration required. So, there are time slots, but it's kind of more of a first come, first serve, I do believe.
Oh, okay.
So we're changing up the format. We had some issues with the sign up format that was going before.
True.
So we have a whole bunch of doggos, and they'll be ready for kiddos, and it'll be some great reading fun and interaction. I believe it's going to be a come in, hang out, just wait your turn. It's very accessible, and we always have toys and other things for people to do at the library, mm-hmm. so it shouldn't be a very long or fraught wait.
Right. I mean, there's a doggy there, so.
Exactly. And then also on that Monday, we have the start of our watercolor workshop series. So local instructor Sharon Carlani will be back. We had her doing a Sunday watercolor program last year. And with being closed on Sundays, we tried to bring her back, and she will be here for Monday, October 6th and Monday, October 27th.
Okay.
Registration will be required, and they start at 6 p.m. Then on October 8th, we have our teen advisory board. This is a Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. We're really looking to bolster our numbers of active teens with the teen advisory board. We had a lot of graduates, so we're looking for the next
cohort level to come through.
Exactly. Yes. We're looking for the next group to really come in and make the library their own. To register, all you need to do is contact Ms. Callie. Her email address is on the website and most likely in the show notes.
We'll make sure it gets there.
Then on Saturday, October 11th, starting at 10:30 a.m., we have our first not-so-scary Halloween party at the library.
Halloween!
Yep, so we're looking to offer some treats, games, music. It'll be a little spooky celebration for all ages. Costumes are encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
It should be just a fun time where we're not up in the ante on the creep level. Just making it'll be fun and accessible. So that'll be Franklin's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and hopefully it'll become an annual thing.
Not so scary.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then in the afternoon on that same Saturday, October 11th, we have the Craft Along for Adults.
Mm-hmm.
Registration is required for that program. So come for some morning fun, and then come on back for an afternoon craft.
Sure.
Then that week, on October 15th at 1 o'clock p.m., we are hosting a interactive movie. And it is a Halloween movie. Featuring most people's favorite beagle.
Beagle?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a beagle that has a red doghouse.
Oh, I caught the drift.
Has a little yellow bird friend.
Yep.
So that's what we're looking at on Wednesday. Now, this is a half day for the schools, I do believe. So this is going to be an afternoon matinee starting at 2 o'clock p.m.
Okay. Keep the kiddos busy on the half day.
Yep. And we'll have some popcorn, fun surprises, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as with all of our kiddo movies, it's all ages.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to come and hang out with your littles, family, or you're a teen looking for something to do that afternoon, come and join us. Now, the next weekend, the 18th and the 17th, or if you're looking at it in order of days, the 17th and 18th,
Friday, Saturday.
So that is our book sale weekend.
Yes!
So Friday, October 17th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., then Saturday, October 18th, 9 a.m. to noon, with the bag sale following an hour later from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep. Buck a book on Friday, Saturday morning, and then $5 a bag.
Exactly.
Fill it up.
Now, the big thing happening on our book sale weekend is we also have the Trunk or Treat on Saturday, October 18th.
Trunk or Treat! You can get some candies plus!
Yep.
Ooh.
I believe we're still looking for trunks to participate, so if you'd like to host a trunk at the library's Trunk or Treat, please email Miss Callie. Again, email on the website or the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
The time I have here is that it will be kicking off at 2 o'clock p.m., so right. It'll be an afternoon trunk or treat. Then that following Monday, October 20th at 4 o'clock p.m., we have Petite Picasso's, registration required. That's a art program for kiddos.
Correct.
More than. And also on the 20th, we have another art-based passive program starting, where you'll be able to learn more about the frescoes within the meeting room of the library.
The big murals.
Yes.
Up around the top in the reading room.
Yes, our reference librarian, Vicky, has been digging deep into the history and is going to be bringing a lot of information on the frescoes themselves and mm-hmm. those murals in the reading room, the artists behind them, and just more of a background and the story that went to why we have these beautiful pieces of art in our library.
How did these things come from an Italian artist back in the 1900s?
Exactly.
To little Franklin.
Yep. So we have, starting on that 20th, that display will be running, I believe, for the entire week. So stop by, mm-hmm. enjoy the art, learn something new about the wonderful town we all live in.
Indeed, especially in the library. Full of things.
Then on Thursday, we have our Pixel Pals Graphic Novel Book Club. That'll be starting at 4 o'clock p.m. Afternoon book club, graphic novels, manga, anime, cartoons, runs the gambit. Mm-hmm. Find your people. We always have fun. And then that Saturday, we have Rainforest Reptiles coming on October 25th for a 10:30 a.m. show of creepy crawlers. So we'll have some of the creepiest critters around. Mm-hmm. And then that afternoon on Saturday, October 25th at 3 o'clock p.m., we have a concert celebrating the art and culture of Italy.
Italy, coincidentally, yes. Because we talked about the Italian mural artist, and mm-hmm. now you've got the Italian music.
Well, October is Italian American Heritage Month as well.
You know, there had to be a link there somewhere.
So, the artist we have coming in is Fabio Pirozzolo, and he is originally from Terracina, Italy, and he's been a part of a lot of major groups. Mm-hmm. In the area, there was one in particular, and I'm blanking on it off the top of my head, that it was almost like a super group that went through that that he was a part of. So he is a percussionist, mainly. So he does drums for a lot of different groups currently. He was also a percussionist in this group that was bringing Italian folk music and toured not just New England, but the entire country. Mm-hmm. I think he even did a European tour with that group at one point in time. So I'm very, very happy to have found someone that is in the culture and still actively
steeped within it.
Exactly.
Verbal and musically within it.
Exactly. So that was Nupoli, and he's also part of the Boston Harpbeat as well.
Oh, okay.
So there are a couple of different groups that he's been a part of. And the one that actually toured through Europe, and this was years ago, but mm-hmm. Was Nupoli. So I'm hoping people might have heard of him and mm-hmm. want to see him live for free, because all programs at the Franklin Public Library are open to the public and are at no additional cost.
Correct. And where else on a Saturday afternoon could you get some authentic Italian music?
Exactly.
For free, by the way.
Exactly. So I'm very excited about that. And that October 25th actually takes us through all of our special programs. Of course, that only leaves, I think, 1 week left in the month of October before Halloween actually hits.
It's only a couple of days.
Yeah, it's not even a full week. Mm. And as always, we have our weekly programs that are not covered in this little once a month
recap.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we'd be spending much more than an hour to cover all the activities.
Very much so. We have something going on every day of the week. Oftentimes, multiple things going on mm-hmm. every day of the week. So, please, come on by. We'd love to see you.
Yep. And the decorations obviously will be thematic for October. Books are on display. New books are arriving. There's a whole bunch of library of things you can borrow, check out, return. Yeah. There's just so much happening that clearly all the additional details are on the library page.
Yep.
You can subscribe for the library newsletter. We'll be sharing the press release when it comes out. And then, of course, we talk about it.
Every day. Well, I talk about it every day. I'm not sure if you have the bandwidth to talk about it every day.
Frequently comes up. Yes, that's one of my regular things. We find out what's going on at the library, find out what's going on at the senior center, and everything else that's good in between. Well, there is a lot happening.
There's a ton happening, all of it good, all of it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of, I think, what makes Franklin such a great place to be.
Sure. Well, thank you for taking time to give us the insight on all the special things that are happening. Because aside from the special things, there are other things that are happening, too.
There's so much going on. Honestly, it's hard to find time to do all of it.
Yes. And occasionally you have to go, well, do I want to go there or do I want to do that? So, and some events, like the reptiles from one particular, they've been here before, but if you missed them last time, you can catch them this time.
Exactly. And with each show for Rainforest Reptiles, they usually bring different creatures.
Right.
So this October one is probably going to focus more on some of our creepier and crawlier
kind of
fellow
Halloween thematic things.
Exactly.
Yes, maybe some spiders.
Who knows? Ooh, yes. Ooh, I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to touch one, but I think tarantulas are super cute.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, thank you again for doing this.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for helping us get the word out.
Yes, and to the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.